You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about overcoming your biggest issue and how difficult it is to determine the correct solution for all of it, meaning if you have a small issue or a big issue or a lot of issues, whether you're struggling well with your biggest issue or you just have problems that you can't define. We're going to talk about that today. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, how do you know what your biggest issue is? How is it that somebody can say, well, this is my biggest issue? Nope, that's my biggest issue. How do you pick one?
I'm gonna answer that with a story.
All right.
We had a client come to us a long time ago, and we don't talk about current clients, and we don't talk about clients that may be listening, that sort of thing. We always protect that the privacy. But this is just a story. It actually is true, and there's no risk of violating anybody's confidentiality. But
okay,
this woman came to us. She was a referral, and she said, I wanted to lose a few pounds. That was her issue.
I remember that very well.
And so we started to talk, and we did a couple sessions, and I found out that her husband was going into another state, gambling for 2 and 3 days at a time. She suspected he was having an affair.
Yes.
And he was gambling away family money, and he was abandoning her, you know. And she wanted her view was she wanted to lose a few pounds. Now, this woman was sharp as a tack. She was very intelligent. She had a PhD, mm-hmm. and she was fun to talk to because you could kind of talk to her about any sort of topic, and she
anything,
was,
and she had some sort of information about
did.
It.
Yes. She did, and her belief was that if she was more attractive to her husband, he wouldn't gamble, have an affair,
right,
and
be losing all the family money.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you know, what is your biggest issue? It's hard to define for her. You know, she didn't last very long because the pain of that, of her actual issue, was too difficult, and she wasn't able to go there. She wasn't didn't want to go there, and she didn't want to clear to get there, that sort of thing. So
basically, she wanted to take a pill and everything be okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't work like that.
No.
Now, what we know after doing this for 20 years is that negative energy affects all your issues, and your emotional story is the way to clear for all your issues. So it's much more efficient than programming, and programming compartmentalizes your problems. And then as you take action, it doesn't change the energy of any situation. So let me tell you another story.
Okay.
That highlights that. We had a couple, they were both working with us, and the woman didn't like her husband's business, and she thought he should just give it up. It wasn't making money. He was struggling to get it off the ground. And he was trying to get it off the ground, and he didn't want to give it up, and he was working at it, and he was pushing on it and trying to make it successful. You know, for that one, we could have had a marriage counselor, individual counselor, okay, a business coach, a business counselor, and none of them would really have solved the problem. We started clearing the negative energy between the two of them, and the business became better.
Yes.
You know, he overcame his difficulties, and the problems between the two of them got better, at least to the point where they could function together as a couple.
Right.
And so it was an energy problem. It wasn't a functional problem.
Correct.
And so if you think about in terms of programming, people think, well, I need this kind of expert, but they never get to the energy.
Well, not only that, but if I need this, and this, most people throw their hands up and say, I can't do anything because change is too hard.
Yes. Yeah. And that's also an energy.
Yes.
The denial, the resistance.
Correct.
You know, even if you go to an expert and they give you the perfect solution,
mm-hmm,
your ability to implement that solution is based on the energy.
Yes.
So people say, oh, all you have to do is you have a budget problem, you have a money problem, all you do this. And people can't do it. And as a result, it creates a difficulty.
Correct.
So what we're trying to say, especially in this segment about you know, your biggest issue, is that first of all, it's always an energy problem.
Always.
It's always an energy problem, and it's connected to your emotional story. We're going to talk some more about that.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Your biggest issue always comes from your essence.
Okay.
When we say your emotional story, it's a reflection of the negative energy attached to your essence.
Meaning that you're holding on to.
Yes.
Okay.
Another way of saying that is that as you go through life in the physical dimension, you have these traumas and struggles and challenges that create emotions. They get attached to you.
Correct.
And they're not released.
Well, and then they fester.
And then they build up.
Yes.
They fester as they're building up.
Yes.
So this buildup of negative energy is the real root of all the problems and struggles that you have.
Well, okay. And I want to jump in and say, one of the things that I see is that programming, and we talk about programming all the time, programming, creates the situations, I'll say it that way, where we see life in just compartments. And so if you don't like the way that compartment's running, programming says do two things, either blow it up or shut the door. It does, neither one of them solves it because they're not solving the energy issue.
Well, and people all have come to us a lot of times saying, hey, I've got a money problem.
Right.
Can you help us with that? In other words, do you have expertise with money?
Right.
Do you have, or I have a family problem. Do you have expertise with relationships?
Right.
Or I've got a health problem. Do you have expertise with health?
Right.
It's not about the expertise. Our expertise is about the energy attached to your essence. Right. And I guarantee you it all kind of flows from that.
It does flow from that.
It does flow from
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. And it makes it very difficult for a lot of people to change because of programming. I want to go back to that for just a moment. Because of programming, most people see the world in a very, I'm going to say, tunneled vision type thing, because if I solve this, then everything will be okay. If I solve this money issue,
yes,
or this relationship issue,
yes,
everything will be okay.
If I lose a few pounds,
yes. If I'm the woman that my husband desires, that sort of thing, that will solve everything. But the bottom line is, unless you solve the negative energy in which you're doing your life from, it just either goes away, but pops up someplace else.
Yes. And that's the thing with people don't understand, but with programming, you focus on money issue, or you focus, right, on relationship issue, or you focus on a health issue,
mm-hmm,
and then you figure everything's okay. But the truth of it is the negative energy attached to your health issue will also flow up your money and your relationships.
Correct.
And other parts of your life.
Correct.
And it's this is when people say holistic, I always shudder a little bit because they don't really understand what holistic is.
No.
Holistic is when you start from the source, which is your essence, and the negative energy attached there, and start clearing that stuff.
Well, and you know what, Jason, I just got this from somebody out there in the audience, and they basically are saying, well, you might be able to see it, but what about me?
Well, you know, and we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that. So, Good. So let's do the key points.
Okay. Well, then here we go. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Focusing on the negative energy in the essence is truly holistic and effective for the biggest issue. Programming compartmentalizes this issue so you never get to the root cause, which are energies that can be cleared. Mm-hmm. And the root cause of all your issues are negative energies that are expression of your essence and its story. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see your issues as energies that can be cleared and resolved using energy.
Nice. I like that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to know your biggest issue and get clarity so you can clear your issue or those issues, all of your issues. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Find nourishment in your life, inside and out, on the Two Girls and Plants podcast with Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. Learn how to advocate for your health with courage and confidence every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal Quantum Touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Get empowered.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to know your biggest issue and how to get clarity so you can clear those, because most of us have more than one issue. I'm not talking personal here. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I know so many people who have lots of issues. They couldn't say which one is their biggest one, because one day it could be one, and another day it could be another. Or also, what about an issue that is so overwhelming, you don't even know where to start? And what about people who are really struggling so much that they can't even name it? They just don't see it.
Well, first of all, for those who are struggling right now, and we're sorry for the pain you're in. It could be a death. Something like a death, like a divorce is like a death, mm-hmm. you know, maybe someone's in the hospital that's sick, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, we don't want to make light of your pain. And
not at all.
So, but here's the thing with the ecosystem approach, you don't need to name your biggest issue. And if you try and part of the problem with this idea, the biggest issue mm-hmm. is a programming thing anyways, you know,
right.
The three biggest issues that people have in marriage, or the four things that help you gain weight, make you gain weight.
You know,
we think in terms of lists, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, that's programming.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
For this, it's not necessary, because once you have a grasp of your emotional story,
okay.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, about how to get there. Okay. Mm-hmm. But your emotional story, then you always go back to that. Now, I'm going to talk about you. That's fun. I always like to talk about my wife, but, here's a great example. When we first met, you were struggling with pancreatitis,
right? Chronic pancreatitis.
Yes.
And I just want to put it out there for those who have either had pancreatitis or don't really know what it is. First off, it's inflammation of the pancreas. Very, very, very painful. And most people that have chronic pancreatitis, that means long-term, they usually don't survive. And when I met Jason, I was struggling a lot.
That's an understatement. She couldn't be far from a bathroom. She couldn't go anywhere. You know, you couldn't socialize. She needed to bring her food.
Because I couldn't trust what anyone had.
Because if there was something in it that wasn't right,
sort of oil.
It would cause a tremendous pain.
Yes.
So, one of we started to do is you know, as we got to know each other, we started talking about our emotional story right away.
Right.
And we started clearing that.
Yes.
And we're still 20 years later, for both of us, mm-hmm. we're clearing our emotional story. We're clearing negative energy from our emotional story. But here's what's important.
Okay.
The issues aren't as
grandiose.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, pancreatitis was life-threatening.
Very much.
You know, we went directly to your emotional story, and that's when we started clearing.
Right.
You know, it's probably, what was it, 8 years later when you had the heart valve, the congenital heart valve needed to be replaced. That could have been life-threatening too. We went to your emotional story.
Yes.
And started clearing.
Correct.
Ever since, the things we clear seem much more minor by comparison. Our biggest issue right now, and I'm just going to name it, you don't have to name it, but it's anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, we're taking care of my 91-year-old mother who's got dementia and can't hear. And it's stressful because it's like a little kid, except a little kid grows up.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to watch her every single minute. You
Correct.
Know, we're doing a show right now and we don't know what she's up to in the other room. You know, all those things, you know, that's our biggest issue.
Those are issues. Yes,
but, definitely. But it's minor compared to what it was 20 years ago,
that
even
is
though
correct.
We're still clearing our story.
Yes.
And if you want to get better, if you want to feel the way you know you could feel, but you don't feel that way.
Right.
Go to your emotional story.
Right.
You know, all the things in your life, if you can't say, oh, this is the most important. I've got money problems. I've got health problems. I've got relationship problems.
Right.
And we have a lot of people who come to us with all of those things.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
We don't try and say one at a time, or let's just take this or that sort of thing. We say, let's work on your story.
Let's work on your story. And let's work on the energies that are keeping you stuck a lot of times in the past, or keeping you stuck in the pain of what you're feeling right now.
We see so many people, and these are people that are not working with us, but they say, well, I've got all these problems. And then they say, well, but I'm doing this to fix it.
Right.
And we always, and I don't, I can just look at her. I know you're thinking the same thing I am, like, it's not going to work, you know? And,
yes.
And we don't do that with glee. We feel bad about that. It's just, when you don't work with the energy, you're not getting to the root cause of the solution. And so what programming does,
the root cause of the problem,
yes,
that will create a solution.
Yes.
There you go.
And what we see is that in the world today, well, let me back up. When you program yourself, what you say to your emotions, say, oh, nope, I'm not going to, don't get in my way. I want to lose weight. So I'm going to implement this diet. So if I don't feel good about it, if I'm tired today and I don't want to do it, if I'm irritable, you know, all those things, all those indications that come from your essence that says, well, maybe this isn't the right thing. When you program yourself, you say, ah, I don't care what my essence says. I'm going to do this because I believe that losing those 5 pounds, like that woman said, is the most important thing for me right now.
Correct.
So you push aside your emotions. Well, if you do that collectively as a country, what's happened to us as a country? When you look at it collectively, we've been pushing aside our emotions, and all of a sudden, everybody's angry.
Everybody.
We can't even we can't even agree on which way is up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see. We have two different realities that we're living in.
Right.
And facts don't matter. That's because we've been pushing aside our emotions and pushing them aside. And now they're coming up and they're roaring and they're out of control and there's no way to deal with them. And it doesn't matter what the truth is, what the facts are.
Right.
You know, that's all programming. So that was a little aside. I got off.
That's okay.
I went off on a tangent. Okay. She always keeps me on the straight and narrow. But here's the point of all that. I know it's impossible, right?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's you. When you program yourself, you push aside your emotions.
That's correct.
What we're saying is that deal with your emotions, clear your emotions, keep clearing your emotions.
Right.
And understanding from the perspective of your negative, of your emotional story.
Correct.
And as you do that, all of a sudden you'll get to all your problems. You know?
Oh, not only do you get to all of your problems, but one
it's
of the
more
things
efficient
that,
too.
It, totally.
Way more efficient.
Well, and one of the best things about it, and of course I never expected this, and neither did Jason when we started out working and doing this together. What we found was when you clear, get rid of negative energies over here with the money issue, then over here with the relationship issue, things start to be uncovered, and then you can clear things there, or how you feel about yourself, that sort of thing. I'm talking about self-esteem issues. That the most incredible thing of all is the ecosystem approach by clearing negative energies, starting with your essence. What happens is that you start to remove the negative energies, and there is clarity that happens within, so that when you're looking out from those same eyes or have that same view that you had, a year ago, what happens is that you actually see more things that can be dealt with. And you also have many, many, many more options of how to deal with any and all situations. It's phenomenal.
So I know there's a lot of programs out there that do clear negative energies.
Oh, they do. Yes.
The problem is they don't do it in the context of your emotional story.
No.
I've seen a lot of alternative health practitioners
right.
who will clear negative energy.
And bravo to that.
But they don't get to the story that's creating that. I went to a practitioner one time before I was doing this work, and I was struggling with making a decision. Mm-hmm. And he did some work on me, and he said, okay, you're good. And I thought, what? I'm done? Well, what he was doing is clearing what he could see in the moment, which is
sure.
fine.
Yes.
But he wasn't thinking in the context of my emotional story. Now, what that would have done is that, you know, right now I've made huge progress with my emotional story. We both have.
Yes, we have.
And we don't deal with it in the same way that we did before.
No.
It's completely changed our lives.
Yes. Truly.
The difference is that we're still working with our emotional story, and it's there's still issues like we talked about.
Well, and I call this a journey.
But we know what to do, and we go deep.
Exactly.
And we get real results, and yes. that's the difference.
Yes, and it's pretty amazing. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You don't have to determine your biggest issue with the ecosystem approach. Think in terms of your story. All your issues and overlapping issues can be traced to your emotional story and the negative issues, negative energies attached. Seeing your issues as a reflection of your emotional story can be helpful because then you can clear them.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see yourself as an energy that can be cleared for any issues.
Nice. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to get started right now to work on your biggest issues or issue. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to get started right now to work on your biggest issue or issues. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. All right, Jason, tell the audience what is the first step so they can start working on their biggest issue.
Well, first of all, you don't have to rank your issues. You don't have to do any of that.
Okay.
And frankly, for our perspective, one issue isn't more important than the other.
Correct.
We see it in terms of your story. Mm-hmm. So, and if you don't say, well, I don't have any idea what my story is.
Okay. What does it mean by my story? Well, let's explain that for just a moment.
We're going to show you how to clear right now. Normally we do it at the end of the segment.
Right.
Do it right now.
That's correct.
And then we're going to clear the thing that helps you get started, which is clearing numbness. So
yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
So, and Jacob, if you'd put up the graphic now about the processor,
right.
It's very simple. You don't have to, you can sit, stand, walk, lay down. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in any specific position.
Okay.
A lot of people go into the lotus position. That's not necessary. You can be doing this. You can be doing two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
We clear all the time. You know, she does it while she's cooking.
A lot. Okay.
I do it while I'm, you know, working in the yard. It's just, it doesn't matter. You can do two things at once.
Okay.
So, but when we say, and to eliminate, you know, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, just gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, false beliefs,
correct,
or specific emotions,
correct,
gather those all up and then blow them into the processor.
And Jacob's put the processor up for us, I hope, or he's going to.
And if you're listening,
and you can't see it, use a garbage can.
Yes.
And or go to our website,
yep,
and you can see what the processor looks like.
Our website is theecosystemapproach.org, and you can sign up for a free section. You can download the picture of the processor. So, and you want to talk about...
the life force?
Yes.
Life force, the most powerful energy, the most amazing energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we call upon it and we activate it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have it come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our torso and our legs and our arms as well to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around. We're going to use the power of that life force energy to remove more negative energy so that when we're asking for clarity and awareness and objectivity, we can actually have those things instead of negative energies blocking them or keeping us from,
yes,
that sort of energy. So Jason, you ready?
So here we go. And we're going to get you started and with your biggest issue or biggest issues. So here we go. Okay. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate numbness. Numbness to my issues, numbness to what's happened to me in my past, in my childhood,
yes,
that was traumatizing and was difficult.
Right.
Take
nice
a breath.
Nice and easy. Take a breath, pull up that negative energy and throw it into that processor. Or if not, use a garbage can. The garbage can works perfectly. So
now, if you, chances are it's, you don't get a response right away. Some people do.
Well, yeah,
you
know, some do.
But not everyone. You might might clear numbness for a week or two,
right,
and just replay this a couple times.
Well, and then there's a little trick. And this, by the way, is using your intuition when this little trick works very, very well. After you clear numbness or confusion, because confusion and numbness can be like on the same wavelength, then things will start coming up. And you're going down the road, you're driving, and you're clearing numbness, and all of a sudden you think, well, all of this is very confusing to me. Then clear confusion.
So here we go.
There you
okay.
go.
And to eliminate confusion about my life story.
Right.
Take a breath. Here's another trick, okay?
Okay.
And to eliminate any fear, any denial,
yes,
and any fear that whatever I uncover with my story
is going to be too painful and I can't deal with it. Here is a little trick. One of the things that we've found in our journey, and then we've also had other people say this, that if there is something that comes up, such as fear or overwhelm that it's going to be too much, what we find out is pick up that whole, that all that negative energy, like, and throw it into that processor or garbage can, because that's just a block. That's just an emotional block that's stopping you from figuring out who you are. And when you figure out who you are, I guarantee you of this, you're really going to like that person. And by the way, that's one of the biggest questions I get from, especially from new people. I don't know if I want to do this because I can't trust that I'm going to like myself.
Once you expose yourself.
And the bottom line is that
it's almost instinctive.
It really is. And it's phenomenal. So there's another step to.
So the next step would be first you clear numbness.
Okay.
Then you determine your Enneagram type.
Right.
Now, for those of you who've never heard of the Enneagram, it's a personality typing system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's tests you can take that are online and to figure out your type. We've noticed that there's a lot of mistyping.
Because people want to be something that they're not.
Yes, that's a kind of related to the denial or the fear.
Correct.
Or seeing yourself one way.
Or even being numb.
Yeah. So, but here's the other part. I was just thinking about this.
Okay.
You don't have to know. You know, we've done some shows about the Enneagram. We've talked about how people mistype themselves, that
sure.
sort of thing. But you don't have to know your Enneagram type if you know your story.
Yeah,
your story supersedes
right.
your Enneagram type.
Right.
But if you start with your Enneagram type, like, for example, I'm a six.
Mm-hmm.
Fears, worries, insecurities.
Correct.
You know, start with that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the Enneagram type, each type, there's nine types, basically.
And one is not better than any
right.
other.
They have compulsive behaviors.
Right.
Patricia's a four.
Yes.
And she has problems with, she has compulsive emotionality. So.
Four is the most emotional of all of the Enneagram types. And I just want to say this. I've had people say to me, I don't want to listen to you. And a lot of this, I heard this before I started doing the ecosystem approach, but they would say, you're too emotional. Okay. That might be true for them that they don't understand emotions. So what do I do about it? And I have to tell you that the ecosystem approach, doing that clearing, has made it so I can actually be objective. And I have to tell you, I know I said this before, but I had to go look up what objectivity was because I truly didn't know what it was. It was phenomenal to me to go, oh, I can actually do that with my emotionality. And by the way, I go back to that basic almost every day. So I can have objectivity and be who I am.
Right. Well, and the benefit of being emotional is that you communicate with your essence with emotions.
I do.
So
and that's the speak of your essence.
Yes. So it talks to you in terms of emotions.
Exactly.
Well, when your emotions are out of control or you've been suppressing them for, you know, all your life,
that's
and they
correct.
Come out and they go, oh my gosh.
Right.
You can't trust that.
Well, you know? And you know, I just want to say this, being a four, I've actually been beaten, and I'm talking about physically beaten, because of my emotionality, because of something that's part of my personality.
Well, and that's part of your story.
That is part of my story.
Which is a great
admit.
Segue because people, you have a lot of brothers and sisters. They all have different emotional stories.
Oh, they sure do. And we all were standing in the same room and saw
yes,
the same things.
Exactly.
It was pretty amazing.
So,
yes.
You know, your emotional story, it takes a while. And
yes.
like we've been working on it for 20 years. I know her emotional story. She knows my emotional story. And it's not a competition. It's we help each other.
Exactly. We help each other every single day with getting through the day or starting our day. Now, you don't have to have a partner to do this. Absolutely. But the bottom line is that it has been a great benefit for Jason and I, and that's very personal, but it's been a great benefit for Jason and I to understand each other's emotional story.
For our relationship.
Yes.
So here's the other thing. Here's another little trick. Okay. Fairy tales mm-hmm. have archetypes
yes,
of emotional stories.
Yes.
So for her, you know, we always talk about Cinderella. Well, it's not the part of the
glass slipper
and the prince and that sort of thing. That's not your story.
You're not my prince.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a different show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. But It's the fact that she was in the back room.
Treated as if I was lesser than.
Doing all the work like the maid.
Yes.
You know, even though she was the fourth sister, but the three sisters got better treatment, and she was in the back doing all the work and,
exactly.
and talking to the birds. That part of Cinderella was the one that was that she gravitated toward.
It's true. But when I understood that, and by the way, I did this through the clearing, through the ecosystem approach, that I don't have to be the maid. I don't have to be or stay stuck in the Cinderella story. I can be who I am, not who I've been typed.
The fairy tale for me,
Watch out.
The king has no clothes. The king is naked. And, you know, I've always wanted to be that kid that says the king's naked, you know, and frankly, the show so that I can say every week, you know, the king's naked for in some way or another.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, the truth is because of my story, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do it. No, it took the ecosystem approach to bring that out. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You never have to rank your issues with the ecosystem approach. Just start clearing. Use your emotional story. Knowing your Enneagram type can always give you a place to start to clear. Start with the compulsive behaviors of that type.
Correct.
Knowing your emotional story will set you up to clear all your issues for the rest of your life. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have an energy approach to your life with your emotional story at the center.
The best of your emotional story at the center. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you start working on your biggest issue. We're going to do some clearing. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out. But we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Get empowered.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you get started on your biggest issue, or all of the little ones.
We're going to clear the energy for your biggest issue.
We sure are.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that all my issues at the root are energies that can be cleared.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Load into that processor.
Nice. And to eliminate, pardon me, the false belief that the action and doing things differently resolves negative energy. In other words, taking action and doing things differently changes the energy, when the truth is it doesn't. Clearing is the answer to that. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that comes from my story, whether I'm numb to it or not.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have that comes from my story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that programming solutions do not change the energies which are the root cause.
Big deal. Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my emotional story, so I can see that my emotional story more clearly and clear the negative energies that are about and around my emotional story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and terror of my emotional story and what happens if I uncover it, whether I'm aware of that or not. There's always a resistance there.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Well, with that said, and to eliminate any resistance I have to connecting with my emotional story, seeing it, and then clearing negative energies around it.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the hurt and depression and shame I have because I've covered up and denied my story. You know, if you're depressed, if you've ever been depressed, if you've ever around someone who's depressed, I guarantee you it's coming from their emotional story that they're trying to hold back.
Yes. Yes. True. I hadn't thought of that. Sure. So, and to eliminate any anger I have about working with my emotions because, well, I don't wanna. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to eliminate my feelings of bitterness and anger because I've been taking action instead of changing the energy.
Yes.
I've been doing strategies and techniques instead of changing the energy.
And you know what? Before I met you, that's exactly what I was doing.
We all did.
Yes, yes. Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate the false belief that I'm a victim to my emotional story, when the truth is, it allows me to truly heal.
Once I identify it and clear it.
Once I identify it and clear it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my issues and struggles in terms of my story.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any numbness or blocks that I have to my own story and the negative energies attached to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my clarity so I can see clearing my emotions connected to my story can change me.
In a very positive way. Take a breath. And to eliminate my fear of the truth around my story and about my story, I release and let go this fear of actually seeing the truth of who I am. Take a breath. And I want you all to know, you can, if you don't like something about your story, clear it, just clear it, and you'll be able to have clarity to see what to do with it. It just automatically happens.
Yes.
Okay.
So should we activate life force?
Sure. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, starting right now with clarity. Take a breath.
and to activate life force so I can have hope to have real power to overcome all my issues and struggles by clearing my story.
So pull in that positive energy, life force. It's clean, it's pure, and nice and easy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Let it stop, turn it around, and nice and easy, blow out any negative energies left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing negative energies attached to my story creates real power for me. It's awesome, everyone. Take a nice breath. Life force energy, let it come in. Blow out any negative energies left over.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use all my inner resources by clearing the blocks to my emotional story.
Nice. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and objective. Oh, there's a big one. And have fun and laughter and love and joy and clarity so I can see not only who I am, but see where I fit or where I don't fit and see what I like and what I don't like. And anything I don't like, I can clear it. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Clarity, awareness, and objectivity right there. Blow it out. Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for me personally?
Well, first thing, I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about next week.
Oh, I missed that one, didn't I? Oops.
So next week, we're talking about getting married. And
wait a minute. Aren't we married?
Yeah, we're married.
Okay.
It's not about us, sweetie.
Oh, it's not about us.
It's about navigating, you know, wedding stress and conflicts. You know, and the truth is, even if you're not getting married right now,
well,
this is an important show because we're going to talk about family relationships and how you navigate those.
Exactly. Well, and the big family season is really coming up.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm talking about
Halloween,
yeah. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of those things. My birthday. But what I'm getting at
that's
is
a big holiday.
That's yeah. a big holiday as far as I'm concerned. But what I'm getting at is that when next week we're going to talk about getting married, but we're talking about all of the, we're going to talk about the relationships and how things get set up and that sort of thing.
You know, my mother wants me to do this. My siblings want me to do this.
Yes,
my
exactly.
spouse wants me to do this.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And I want to do this. How do I reconcile all of
and,
those
and
things?
How do I get around all of it? So it's, you know, it's a big deal.
It's a big show.
It really, you know, really is.
And I know in today's show, there's some people out there that we've really touched, and they know that they've been taking a programming approach
yes.
to their struggles, and they're saying, okay, maybe this energy thing is what I need to do.
Hey, maybe it works. Yes,
so go to our website right yes. now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. Mm-hmm. That's how you keep in touch. That's how every week we send you a list of clearings. We write out the words so you know you sort of have to memorize it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Just
exactly
right there. A lot of people put them on their phone and they do those clearings every right. single week. It's really, really
right.
beneficial.
Well, I have people who actually do that. They use the clearing list every single day.
Yeah.
And that every single day. And by the way, those people, more often than not, they can be calm when it needs to be calm. They can get up and move when it needs to, when that needs to be done.
They can do what they need to do for themselves
exactly.
when it needs to happen.
Exactly.
And they see the benefits. And the more you clear, the more benefit there is.
Yeah. And you'll see that. And by the way, it just happens naturally. It's pretty, pretty, pretty awesome.
So if this sounds like something that you want, mm-hmm. Here's how you can get the maximum benefit. First of all, listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about, you know, it's the same time every week. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Yeah.
You get the newsletter, you get access to all sorts of content and information mm-hmm. that is on there. We've got articles and that sort of thing.
Correct.
As well as a picture of the processor and the wording.
Mm-hmm.
And And then tell a friend, have a buddy. Clearing is something that you do with someone that's close to you. It really
is. There's a great benefit of it when you have a buddy.
It feels good. Yes.
It really, really, really does. So,
and then go to our Facebook page.
That was the next question. Thank you very much.
Theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Theecosystemapproach.org on Facebook. Like us, you know, watch our videos there. If you like to listen, at least go to our Facebook page and like us. We appreciate those likes.
Exactly.
And if you want to post a question, you can always do that.
Right. And a comment. And if you want to make suggestions about a show you'd like to hear from us, let us know. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.